Kansas is the latest state to join the list of attorneys general taking the Department of Commerce to court over one of its agencies. Louisiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and now Kansas want the Census Bureau to stop adding non-citizens to America's population total. According to the census, the agency relies on the residence rule, which counts where people live or spend most of their time. But all four states want it thrown out. The lawsuit says immigrants living in the U.S. are counted in the census regardless if they are in the country illegally or have a temporary visa under the residence rule. The four attorneys general say the 2020 census inflated numbers by including illegal immigrants, impacting the Electoral College and the number of votes. Each state gets based on its population size. The lawsuit points to states like Ohio and West Virginia, where each lost a congressional seat, while states with larger non-citizen populations gained seats. Numbers from Pew Research show immigrants living in the U.S. illegally made up 1% of Ohio's populations, less than 3% in Kansas, 1.5% in Louisiana, and about 0.3% in West Virginia. But in California, illegal immigrants made up close to 5% of their population. The lawsuit says it's the nation's highest. The census is written into the Constitution, requiring the federal government to conduct one every 10 years, regardless of citizenship status. The attorneys general argue that counting non-citizens is blocking proper representation, both politically and with resources, plus it violates the 14th Amendment. They also say Texas and California received more federal money because of the census, including funds for non-citizens who can't use them. The Latino Community Network says the census is vital in determining resources, including where more housing is needed or where additional firefighters need to be allocated. So undercounts will affect funding when it's time to distribute. The next census is scheduled for 2030.